The Chronicles of Dragon, Siege at the Settlements, Book 6 of 10, Chapter 1.
Doesn't smell right to me,
Brenwar grumbled through his beard.
What's it smell like?
Nath said, squinting his eyes and peering down below. Brenwar snorted.
Trap,
Nath huffed.
You said that the last two times. Yet no surprises except us.
Trap,
Brenwar said, glowering at him. It had been almost a year since they defeated the Hull Dragon just outside of Troglan. Nath and company had been running all over Nalzimbor ever since. They had started with the smaller towns and villages, liberating them one at a time, bringing hope and peace back to a devastated land. It was little, but better than nothing. It slowed the clerics of Barnabas and the evil dragons from gaining a superior foothold on all the lands. Nath raised up out of his crouch.
I'll go take a closer look.
Brenwar snatched his arm.
No, you won't.
Nath twisted out of Brenwar's iron grip with ease. It seemed that not long ago he couldn't break it at all, but in reality it was over 25 years ago.
Take it easy, Brenwar. We can scout another day or so if you insist.
Nath hunkered back down into the dry woodland overlooking the settlement. It was once a well-known and thriving farming and trading community, with thousands of people that worked west of the settlements. The land was still good there, or at least it had been. Much had changed since the last time Nath was here. The green forest and high grasses had lost their luster, and many of the crops were bare. It happened in times of war, and war was everywhere now. Nath snorted a smoke ring.
Will you stop doing that?
Brenwar said, covering Nath's nose. Nath leaned away.
They won't see anything. We're too far.
He held out his scaled palm. Tiny drops of rain splattered on it, not to mention the fog that lowers like doom. Brenwar turned from him. For another 2 hours, they sat like the stones their butts rested on. Fog rolled down from the hilltops into the small town and stretched through the muddy road like a ghostly hand.
You have a good count?
Nath said.
Of course.
Nath had a good count, too. Not just the head count of the enemies that had captured the small town below, but something else. The gray hairs in Brenwar's black beard were many, the hard lines on his forehead no longer few. Brenwar had seen a lot while Nath slept, and Nath had a feeling it was more than he'd seen in his dwarven lifetime altogether, and there was more to come. He could feel that in his scales.
What are you staring at?
Brenwar said.
No one stares at a dwarf and...
Ever stares again,
Nath finished.
I know.
It's true. Not even dragons.
Brenwar turned from him. Nath shook his head. He heard Bezog's voice inside his head.
Focus, Nath. Focus.
He had to admit that Brenwar and Bezog had made some progress with him. He was more willing to listen than he had been before. He wasn't sure if that was from guilt or wisdom, however.
Probably some magic mind trick.
He twiddled his thumbs, scratched markings with his claws on rocks, hummed a little tune.
Will you stop that?
Brenwar's face was red. Nath huffed, rolled his eyes. He was bored, very bored. They had been watching this village for 2 days and nothing had happened. The village kept up with its chores under the watchful eye of the overseers of Barnabas. There were about 20 of them, consisting of lizard men, orcs, and clerics. They carried steel and cracked whips with heavy hands. The villagers gathered supplies for the caravan trains. They pushed carts dusk till dawn and dawn till dusk. The children no longer played. The women no longer sang happy tunes of the old, old world. Instead, they all worked their fingers raw to feed and equip their oppressors. Nath grabbed Brenwar by the shoulder.
Let's go down there and put a stop to this. The fog is a perfect cover.
His golden eyes flashed.
They won't even know we're there.
We wait,
Brenwar said, combing his fingers through his beard. He eyed it.
Better be no pixie in there.
He grunted.
Aye, we wait. Some supplies be going or suppliers be coming. And I don't like the smell of this place.
Nath wrapped his scaled arms around his knees.
You'd let Gorley go. That's because he's a chameleon. You're a scaly man or a pale-faced dragon. Not sure which, but you're not going.
Need I remind you that you aren't in charge?
Nath said, mindful of his tone.
And if I want to go, I'll go. And Brenwar, I think I should go.
Brenwar looked back at him with eyes as hard as coal. Brenwar's knuckles were white on Warhammer's shaft, and the leather binding creaked. The old dwarf said through clenched teeth,
You're insufferable! Just go. Scout! Be quick and report.
Nat's eyes widened.
Are you...
Go!
Nath made it halfway down the mountain, stopped and looked back. It was the first mission Brenwar had let him go on without further planning and consultation. Even though Nath led, they still had input from the groups. They planned. They backup planned. They backed up the backup plan. And it worked. Thousands had been liberated. Hundreds defeated.
Just do it right, dragon,
he said to himself, heading back down the hill. It didn't matter if there were 10, 20, or 50 Barnabas soldiers there. He'd take them all. He clenched his fist.
They can't stop me.
Near the bottom of the mountain, he stopped and waited within the edge of the trees. Night had fallen. He could see the fog rolling through a field of gravestones nearby. Mounds of dirt from the graves were only weeks old.
Roast the oppressors.
The town was little more than a collection of small buildings, used for commerce and storing goods. Small cabins spread out along the edges like mushrooms, and beyond that, farms. It was common in Nelsimbor. Farmland dotted with towns, each with a special uniqueness and craft of its own. Some towns farmed, others mined, wove cloth, or made candles. Many raised acres of livestock. The townspeople were hauling in the last of the day's work. Soldiers in dark armor inspected the goods. Some of the robed clerics of Barnabas counted the goods, while others counted the people. Nath could smell the evil in them. He could feel the fear in the people, too. They were scared, uncertain of what tomorrow might bring, as they tried to live out another day. He donned the hood of his cloak and slipped into town, moving first from cabin to cabin, and then from storehouse to storehouse. The people gathered their children, secured their doors, and talked in low voices. Candles didn't even flicker inside the cabins. Nath picked his way through the town, making a head count of the soldiers. It seemed lean for a town of a few thousand people, but even though the people were superior in number, they weren't fighters. Their strongest men were probably those who filled the graveyard outside of town. He started to see the inside.
Scout, report.
He spent the next hour crouched alongside a small cabin on the edge of town, watching the soldiers patrol back and forth. Lizard men's tails dragged over the muddy roads. Orcs snorted with harsh laughter. They weren't worried about anyone or anything. Maybe it was because this village wasn't that important. Maybe it was because...
They're stupid.
Backing away along the side of the cabin and around the corner in the back, he turned and found himself face to face with a pair of orcs.
Sultans of Sulfur.
Written by Craig Halloran. Narrated by Lee Allen. Music by Ian McLeod.